Count money, man. Money, stack man. Riches.
Trying told him I'm a beast, bud.
What's up, gang? Welcome back to another episode of the Grindcast. Get ready. It's a new day, and we're going to talk real quick about keep your head up in failure and your head down in success. So when you're failing or when you got adversity, the natural thing for you to do is to get down and to look down. And that's natural. But the unnatural thing to grow, to become a champion, to go to the next level, you have to be different. So you have to do unnatural things. And so we got to keep our head up. And it's easier said than done, right? So keep your head up. First off, this ain't for everybody, but first off, keep your head up, like look up and just go vertical with it. Take it to a higher power. Dive in there. But just mentally and emotionally keep your head up when things are not going the way that you want them to go. Because in the process, there's always going to be things that are going on that happen to you. Some of them are in your control. Some of them are not in your control. But the way that you get paid or the way that you go to the next level is determined by how you handle those hard moments, those hard times, not necessarily how you handle the good times, because everybody can handle the good times, but what separates people is how they handle the bad times. And so when you're going through hard times, keep your head up. When you're going through failure, keep your head up. Remind yourself that failure is a part of the process. Keep your head up. Stay around people that are progressive, that can encourage you. Read books that encourage you to keep your head up. Listen to audiobooks. Listen to YouTube clips that keep you motivated to keep your head up. Look at stories and biographies or autobiographies of people that went through hard things. I'll put a little one in here. It's not the easiest read, but if you want to talk about adversity, Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl. How a Man Made It Through a Nazi Concentration Camp. Positively. And ended up with a positive situation, ultimately with the best, I mean, did the best with the hand that he was dealt. And so when I look at that story, you know, I'm like, man, whatever I'm going through is nothing compares to what that person is going through. So part of the way that you can keep your head up is reminding yourself that it's never as bad as it seems. It's never as good as it seems. It's never as bad as it seems. And try to look at all the positives that you have in your life and look at how things could be worse. We're tempted to look at how much things would be better if you didn't have this obstacle. If you didn't have this adversity, life would be so much better. I would feel so much better. But I want you to challenge yourself and count your blessings for a minute of what you already have, and then go ahead and look at people that have it worse. Who do you know that's going through, has gone through stuff worse than what you're currently going through, so you could put it in perspective for yourself? How you handle losses and setbacks speaks on your character way more than how you handle your wins. And that's a challenge too, because a lot of people can't handle their wins. That's why they say, keep your head down in victory, right? So head down in victory means like stay focused and go to work. Don't celebrate wins too long. Not long ago, we posted, the media team put up the post-game interview after the Super Bowl where Travis Kelce, arguably one of the best tight ends in the history of the National Football League. In my opinion, I think he's definitely a Hall of Famer. Travis Kelce, Cleveland, Ohio. Travis Kelce said, you know, they were joking with him. I guess he was talking about they're going to have a good time for tonight. And they played the song, You Got to Fight for Your Right to Party. And they were in Vegas. And he's like, yeah, we're going to party for one night. You know, and then that's it. Then it's back to work. because this is two. We want three. We want a three-peat.
We get a chance to do it three times in a row. How do you get excited for that, baby? You go party in Las Vegas and get back to it.
So he's already talking about three-peat. He's already talking about the celebrate is one night. Some people's victory parade lasts for a month in their mind. It lasts for 3 months. That's why most teams can't repeat, because their head is not down in victory, but their head is up and feeling good, and they're not hungry and their head gets big. And so that's the challenge, is when you win, can you keep your head down? Can you stay grinding? Can you stay focused when you win? Can you stay humble when you're victorious? So that's the challenge, is head down during success on what's next. What's the next thing? What's the next challenge? And part of that is, if you think big, your vision is going to pull you through adversity, and it won't let you stop after a win if you're thinking big. So let's let that be the message this week, is let's keep our head down when we win in our successes. Stay humble, stay focused, get back to it. You know, in our business, we're March Madness. You know, March, month of March is here, you know, almost finished out month of March. And so it's like a lot of people are going to have success. Where we're going to find out who separates themselves is in the months April and May. Can they keep their head down coming off of success? So let's let that be the focus. Keep that in your mind. Put that in your notes and quotes of keep your head up in failure, keep your head down in success. And as always, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us in the Grindcast studio. Share it with somebody if you know it can help them. But thanks for your time as always. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on another episode of Grindcast. Get ready. It's a new day.